Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You can't cut, and maintain the quality of life as we know it now. We have to have some form of high-end taxation and closing corporate loopholes.
We cannot tax our way out of it. There are not enough millionaires and billionaires in the country. There's just not enough of them.
David Weprin and Bob Turner, candidates in the special election to fill Anthony Weiner's seat in New York's 9th Congressional District. And we can say this with certainty, whoever's elected to that seat is really going to sound like they're from Brooklyn and Queens. The race between the two ratcheted up a notch this week with two debates and accusations flying back and forth. Monday night's debate turned especially rowdy, mostly from the audience. We'll play clips of that in a bit. Keeping an eye on the race is our own Colby Hamilton of WNYC's The Empire. That's our New York politics blog. Colby was at that raucous debate Monday and he's with us now. Hey, Colby.
Hi, Brian.
Let's get right to more of this tape from Monday night and talk a little bit about each candidate is proposing to fix the U.S. budget. Here's Bob Turner, the Republican, with his proposal. We're going to let this play out for a while. This is what we do on this show. No 15-second sound bites when a minute and a half is called for. So here is 90 seconds of candidate Bob Turner.
We are now borrowing 38 cents on every dollar. I have proposed that we cut federal spending 35%. It's going to take us probably 7 to 10 years to achieve this. And it's done through cuts, capping the rate of growth, and ultimately what we need is what we have in New York City and New York State, a balanced budget amendment. Now, in these cuts, we have to prioritize, and I've mentioned the social programs, the most important programs that have to be preserved. Beyond that, we are going to have to get out of some businesses. The Department of Agriculture, how we handle the Department of Education. Many of the expenses and responsibilities are going to have to be pushed back to the states, back to the communities, and back closer to the parents. We have EPA that is staggering in its complications to business. Every one of these is going to have to be cut. Now, I have proposed zero-based budgeting approach, and it's a business technique. You go look at responsibilities the government have, and you start with zero, and then you add in what has to be, and you eliminate everything that doesn't exist. Businesses have had to do this with entire companies, divisions. We can do it on the federal level.
Bob Turner, the Republican candidate for Anthony Weiner's vacant congressional seat from Brooklyn and Queens. Our reporter, Colby Hamilton, here from our New York politics blog, Empire. There's a lot in there, Colby, but that headline claim, I think, is becoming the centerpiece of the campaign.
Yeah,
to cut the budget 35% in 7 to 10 years. Is he proposing that that would happen entirely through cuts to federal spending?
Yes. Bob Turner has repeatedly said that he feels that there is at least 30 to 35% in every single agency that could probably be cut right now. So for him, or his campaign is saying that that's where that 35% could just come out of everything, but that's something you can cut your way to.
Medicare, Social Security, the military?
Well, presumably that everything being 30 to 35% would include those things. I wrote about this shortly after the debate because it seemed a little odd to say that you could cut that much out of the federal budget without touching entitlements, which is something that his campaign has repeatedly said again.
He's saying it would not touch Medicaid, Social Security.
He would preserve them in their form as they are now, basically. Though he did say that you could probably cut that from everything. So it's sort of a statement with some ambivalence. But
and so here's about a half minute of Democrat David Weprin's response.
Well, let me state at the outset, it is impossible to cut the federal budget 35% and not raise any taxes, even on corporations, without cutting Medicare and Social Security. Medicare and Social Security make up 40% of the national budget. It is an impossibility.
So that's the debate. Is this 35% cut proposal smart, aggressive government trimming, or is it scary? And that's what people are going to have to decide for themselves.
It is, and it depends on who you're talking to. I spoke to some folks over at the Cato Institute. Obviously, they support getting rid of a lot of the programs, cutting the federal budget.
They don't support the existence of Social Security,
yes,
at the Cato Institute.
But they themselves acknowledge that if you're going to cut that much out of the budget, a third of the budget, it's going to be next to impossible to not touch entitlements at some point.
And so Weprin is really looking to paint Turner into a corner, hoping people won't see him as a businessman bringing business practices to government, which is what he says he is, but rather...
Yeah, my opponent sounds more and more like the Tea Party element of the Republican Party, which held this country hostage and held the economy hostage and ultimately led to a downgrade of our nation's debt for the first time in our history by S&P. I'm sorry. You can't just cut unless and not consider any form of taxation. It's just impossible.
So what was the audience doing there?
Well, I was going to say, it was certainly one of the most interesting and entertaining debates that I've been to so far this year. You know, there were a lot of supporters from both sides, but by far the Turner supporters were the most vocal and were very unhappy about a lot of the things that Mr. Weprin had to say.
Characterizing Turner as Tea Party?
Yeah, that didn't play over very well with the audience there. And in a certain sense...
What is the Tea Party if not a group that's bent on cutting spending 35%?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, that sort of seems to be one of the main characteristics of it, whether you're a supporter or a detractor.
Although Turner... definitely distances himself from the Tea Party. And when he was here being interviewed, in his candidate interview, Turner said that he would not sign Grover Norquist's No New Taxes pledge. So he holds out the possibility for himself of more revenue to help balance the federal budget.
Well, as long as it doesn't come from tax increases, yes.
That's what he says?
Well, he doesn't support tax increases.
He doesn't support tax
increases.
But
tax.
He won't sign the Grover Norquist tax increases pledge.
Yeah,
How do you put those two together?
with politicians, it's a very... Although he wouldn't call himself a politician. I think that the more than anything, he's not looking to be painted into that, back in that corner, like you pointed out. He specifically wouldn't go, I was told, to a Tea Party rally in Staten Island after they asked him to headline it. So he's definitely looking to distance himself from that label.
All right. A couple more clips from this Monday night debate between the candidates running for Anthony Weiner's open seat, Bob Turner, the Republican, David Weprin, the Democrat. Turner sees a solution to the jobs crisis in his solution to the energy crisis.
There are several things, practical things, that can be done right now with an intelligent approach from this administration in energy, in the repatriation of a trillion in corporate profits that are held overseas, in freeing over $1 trillion on corporate banks' assets statements right now that are not being utilized in plant and development and new jobs because of the tax structure. And a massive lack of confidence in the leadership that we have right now.
Bob Turner there, and David Weprin sees a solution to the jobs crisis in his solution to the infrastructure crisis.
I'd like to see taxes on small businesses cut and paid for by taxing multinational corporations that export jobs overseas and pay no taxes. I'd also like to... make capital and loans more accessible to small businesses because it's getting tougher and tougher to borrow money. Major financial institutions are not lending on a regular basis to small businesses, and I would make that part of a national jobs bill where we encourage lending to small businesses.
So what did we just hear, Colby? Were these pretty much standard Democratic versus Republican lines on how to create jobs?
Yeah, I think so. You know, drilling in the Marcellus Shale is not going to create jobs, per se, in the district. Neither is helping infrastructure getting built.
Not in that district. It
not
will create jobs up there.
Up there, but not in the 9th Congressional District. And, you know, helping funding, and this is something that Mr. Weprin pointed out, building infrastructure in Minnesota, that's not going to necessarily help either. But... I think that these conversations are talking sort of over the voters in the district to federal issues. You know, there had been a proposal to have a wind farm off the coast of Rockaway that got scuttled I was asking them if Mr. Turner's campaign, if that's the sort of thing that they would support. I know that Republican Eric Ulrich, who is the city councilman in that district, did support it. So there are things, but as they pointed out, small businesses are the heart of that district. And unless you're talking about small businesses, you're not talking about jobs.
And are they talking about small businesses?
Well, Mr. Weprin has put out a proposal talking about small businesses, but his opponent, Mr. Turner, pointed out that the National Federation of Independent Businesses gave him a 0% rating as an assemblyman in Albany. So there's sort of a gap between what's being said and what they do.
Did you say the city councilman from that district is a Republican?
In the South, yes. Eric Ulrich is the Republican city councilman.
The southern part of that district?
Southern part of the district, yes.
Midwood area?
Part of Midwood, the end of the Rockaway Peninsula, yes.
So is it conceivable that a Republican would be elected to Congress from Anthony Weiner's district, from, you know, the heart of New York City? There has been some public polling that indicates it's relatively close.
Well, Turner got 40% last time around. You know, that obviously is.
And for people who don't know, Turner was the candidate against Anthony Weiner himself in 2010, and Turner got 40% of the vote.
Yeah. So is it possible? Certainly. And I think that having someone like Eric Ulrich able to mobilize, there's some down ticket races that are going to mobilize people. It will require all of Turner's 40% to show up again, though. That's why he's doing so many of these issues, I think, that are really inciting the base, like the Park 51, World Trade Center. Islamic Center, that's what it's going to take for him to win. The question is whether the Weprin campaign can excite enough of the Democratic base to get it to show up.
The special election, by the way, is on Tuesday, September 13th. Would we even be talking about this as much as a serious race if Ed Koch, the former Democratic mayor, had not endorsed the Republican Turner on the basis of Israel?
Well, Ed Koch also supported George W. Bush in 2004, so he has a record of going against his party.
Right, he's an independent.
So I think that we're talking about it because it's a special election and there's not a whole lot of other races out there to talk about. Certainly the issue of Israel had been a big, big issue initially, but it's died down, as we've seen. In the debate on Monday, it only got brought up once. It didn't really... You know, and that was in a temple. It was
seen as not so salient to people in the district?
I think that it's, you know, the Turner campaign really hammered that home as a way to try and shore up support.
Mobilize a certain.
Yeah, in the Orthodox community. But it's not a majority Jewish district.
Yeah. And of course, and we're out of time, but one of Weiner's negative raps was that he wasn't Congressman Pothole. He didn't pay a lot of attention to constituent problems in the district. So I don't know if they're running to try to be more attentive that way, or if this is all national policy, mobilize your MSNBC and Fox News Channel basis.
Well, it's certainly Turner is running against President Obama, so it's definitely working on that level.
Colby Hamilton, read his Empire blog at WNYC.org or itsafreecountry.org. Thanks.
Thank you.